Hey, my name is Marisa Granados, and I'm a senior studying ecosystem science and sustainability at CSU. Over the past year, I've been a part of the Super program, working with Dr. Camille Stevens-Rumon to answer the question, are ponderosa pine and mixed conifer forests across the Front Range being restored to historic forest structures through hand thinning, mastication, and mechanical thinning treatments? So obviously, my project had a lot to do with forest treatment types, specifically forest thinning. Prior to beginning my work on this project, I saw forest management techniques as altering the natural state of wildlands. I saw treatments such as forest thinning as heavy-handed and unnecessary, and if I'm being honest, just wrong. I'm not sure why I had these impressions on forest management techniques. I don't remember seeing these opinions anywhere or learning them from anyone around me. I think I was under the impression that humans altering the wild in any capacity was unnatural and not necessary. I saw nature as perfect, the way it was. At the end of the day, though, I really wasn't educated on the topic and did not have the evidence to back up my strong opinions. I remember early on in my project having a discussion with Camille about this very topic. I remember it coming up when discussing forest treatments in relation to the Endangered Species Act and the protection of threatened species. Camille talked to me about how current forests are the unnatural. Sometimes they're dangerous, in that we use forest treatment to actually get back toward the natural landscape. What I hadn't thought about before, though, was how humans had altered what we know as nature for thousands of years. No piece of land is truly untouched or completely natural. And not only that, but nature is ever-changing. There is no one natural landscape. So I want this to be a lesson twofold. First of all, do your research before creating a strong opinion about an important topic. Don't make assumptions and don't follow what others are saying just for the sake of it. And second, humans have altered this planet. One of my teachers told me that humans are the definition of an ecosystem engineer. We alter that around us in order to survive, and we have for thousands of years. As we approach issues such as climate change, especially as ecosystem engineers, I think it's important to remember that nature can easily live without humans, but humans absolutely cannot survive without nature.